Welcome back to Word of Mouth. An unusual production makes a landing this weekend at Dartmouth's Hopkins Center. Baby Universe tells a fantastical, futuristic story of Earth and its inhabitants on the path to extinction. The only hope for survival? Creating a new universe to colonize. This somber story is told with slapstick dialogue and eerie, atmospheric music by a cast made entirely of puppets. Waka Waka is the award-winning company behind the production, staged at the Hop in collaboration with Norway's Nordland Visual Theater. Joining us now from Dartmouth is Kirian Våge, who, with Gwendolyn Warnock, co-wrote, directs, and performs in Baby Universe, A Puppet Odyssey. Kirian, welcome to Word of Mouth.
Thank you.
Talk a little bit about the story told in Baby Universe.
Well, Baby Universe is a story set in the future, so it's a science fiction puppet show where people have moved underground. The sun is about to burn up the Earth and the other planets surrounding it and turn into a red giant, and in fact already turning into a red giant. But this is a character in the puppet show, so all the planets and people as well have been puppetified.
Yes.
they have been personified into puppets.
In fact, the sun is like this monstrous full body puppet, and there are a variety of different kinds of puppets in the play. Can you go through some of the types?
Yes, we have the sun. That's the biggest. It's about 8 feet, I think. It's a giant puppet. And then we have the tiniest puppet is a Baby Universe puppet. We just call it Bean, and it's on a stick. So it's about bean size. It's not in the puppet show for very long. And then we have a variety of sizes in between, with almost full-size human puppets and all the way down to small crawling baby universes.
What makes a certain puppet characters, even the small ones, like this tiny baby universe once it is birthed, need more than one puppeteer? There are times when you have, you know, like one puppeteer holding, I should tell listeners, I'm basing this on having seen a trailer, and we do have a link to an extended trailer at wordofmouthradio.org. So why do some of them need more than one puppeteer?
Well, we use, I think, up to four puppeteers at a time on one puppet, and it's loosely based on Japanese puppet tradition called Bunraku, where they have three on each puppet, one with doing the head and one on the feet and one on I think it's the head and the left arm, and then one puppeteer on the right arm. So we switch it up. Sometimes it's two, one on feet, one on arms, and one on the head, to make them move better.
Right. So everything is kind of articulated, I guess.
Yes.
The play,
so it's teamwork.
It is teamwork, and there, you know, it's a lot about the teamwork of actually nurturing a child in some ways too, and about some of the missteps in nurturing this developing baby universe, which is number 7001, through infancy and toddlerhood. Let's listen to a clip I think many parents of human toddlers may be able to recognize.
I want to go outside.
I told you not to take this off. Now put it back on.
No.
Put on your hat.
No. 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 No.
I don't want anything to happen to you. Hold still.
So even Baby Universe has a little tantrum there. And the play's dominant style of puppeteering, you know, this Bunraku, features several people on stage at a time working the puppets. Now, I've seen a lot of these kind of productions where people are, they're all in black to kind of disappear into the set. In this production, they're wearing something that looks like gas masks. Why?
Well, it's part of our attempt at creating several layers of interpretation into the production. So without giving too much away, they're supposed to be human characters living underground.
Uh-huh.
So they need masks to breathe, and because it's too hot outside. The sun is scorching.
In fact, that's why Baby Universe is supposed to put on a hat, because the sun is actually dangerous.
That's correct.
We're talking about the Obie Award-winning play Baby Universe, A Puppet Odyssey. It's being staged this weekend at the Hop at Dartmouth, and our guest is Kirjan Vogge. He's co-founder of the company Waka Waka and co-author and director and performer in the play. Some of these puppets represent people. They're almost life-size and fairly lifelike. So why use a puppet, you know, rather than just an actor? What kind of emotions can come through the puppets that actors can't manage?
It's more about what kind of emotion they don't emit, but what kind of emotions they can invoke in the audience, like in the people watching. Because we like to project, as humans, we like to project our own set of emotions onto inanimate or objects. Things that don't have life. We puppeteer the puppets as well. We make them mm-hmm. come to life in a way, but mm-hmm. we're not doing the work of we're just doing the work of manipulating them well, and doing our best with our voice work and movement work, and give them the little breath and all those things. But the audience will have to do the rest and project all kinds. We've had people we'll have people come up to us and say, oh, look, the puppet looks so sad.
They're emotive.
Moment. And we're just keeping it still. So it's really in that sense, that's what theater is about in the end. It's the to be able to evoke the audience imagination and emotions so that they really participate in the production. That's really the way it works.
Well, some of this idea of these puppets have become sort of familiar to us, here in the U.S., especially watching the Muppets. We think of some of the puppets are traditional hand and rod puppets. What listeners think of or associate with the Muppets. Does using puppets resembling kind of familiar characters play a role in a production like yours?
Yes, there's definitely, I think for an American audience, for the hand and rod puppets in general, and this, you get this naive quality, but also a nostalgic quality for a lot of people who have grown up with the Muppets. I mean, we're using puppets.
Right.
The Muppets is a whole different breed, mm-hmm. their own family. But I do think that the particular kind of hand and rod puppetry is born here in the U.S., of course, drawing inspirations from all kinds of European puppetry, because all the European puppeteers also moved here mm-hmm. Back in the day. Yes, for us, it's been a good thing to use hand and rod. We love them. For us, it's the best way to have a speech, a talking puppet with a moving mouth is many ways more effective for our kind of work than something that's doesn't move.
And it is an affecting looking production. Kirjan Vogge, I really want to thank you for taking some time with us today.
Thank you.
Kirjan Vogge, co-founder of Waka Waka Productions. He's one of the creators and performers of Baby Universe, A Puppet Odyssey. It won an Obie Award and a grant from the Jim Henson Foundation. And it's on tomorrow and Saturday at the Moore Theater at the Hop. You can find more information about the performance and also see this extended trailer for a taste of the show and some of the terrific reviews. That's at wordofmouthradio.org. Now coming up, a story of celebrity scandal and sex in Victorian-era America. We'll get the scoop when Word of Mouth continues after the headlines from the BBC.